I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
Well, first of all, unless they are in your corner, don't listen to anyone's advice. So unless you have some cheerleaders that you can count on, whether it's family or friends, don't have any negativity around you. And you have to start manifesting. It really works. It really works. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant through aligning your life in the seven pillars of abundance. And today we have an incredible guest on the show. Welcome to the studio, Gwen Gottlieb. Hey, how you doing? I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, you look amazing. And I cannot wait to share your background with my audience. Gwen is the powerhouse behind Gwen Lives Well, a lifestyle blog and a social media brand inspiring women of all ages to live with style, wellness, positivity, and a little sass. She partners with brands like L'Oreal, Chico's, QVC, Target, just to name a few, proving that living ageously and authentically never goes out of style. From her background in broadcast journalism, PR, to her reinvention as an influencer, Gwen is proof that it's never too late to redefine yourself. So Gwen, again, welcome to the show. So great to see you here today. You've had many reincarnations in your life and in your career. You've been a journalist, a PR director, a blogger. What inspired you to pivot into the influencer space?
I wanted to do something that would embarrass my kids.
Ah, you're so funny.
And I succeeded.
Are they embarrassed?
They're not so embarrassed anymore. Now they come to me asking for little favors. Mom, do you know that brand? Mom, do you know this brand? So it's kind of been full circle. And now when I'm lucky, especially my daughter, I have a daughter and a son. My daughter will get in on some of the action with me. So we have some fun together. And even my grandkids have been on some campaigns and just fun. So it's kind of literally gone from embarrassing to, hey, Mom. And not only that, my daughter is going to start working with me as my assistant.
Amazing. Yeah. How old is your daughter?
She is 36 and she's also an audiologist, but she doesn't work every day as an audiologist anymore. She's got the two kids, so she's doing a little balancing. And so she wants a little something extra to do. And who better than your own daughter, you know?
What does an audiologist do?
She is a hearing doctor.
Wow, she's an MD?
No, it's a different degree. It's an audiologist. I guess it's AUD or something like that. It's a year short of medical school, I think.
That's incredible, though.
Like 6 years, I think. It's a big undertaking. And so now she goes in. You know, it's lucky that she has the flexibility to go in a few days a week. And I may or may not help with pickup sometimes with my grand. I'm lucky that this job influencing. I hate that. I'd like to say content creator, but you know, it allows me.
But you are influencing people to buy.
It just allows me the flexibility to be able to help her when I can and see my grands a little more.
And how old are your grandkids?
I've got 5-year-old Jack and 3-year-old Mia and a brand new grandbaby who is in New York though with my bonus daughter. She is 2 months old. So, and we just got to see her. I just got back a couple days ago. So now I'm bi-coastal. Are you bi-coastal if it's New York and Florida?
Yeah, kind of. It's coastal. It's different coasts. Yeah. Southern and the northern east.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Geography was not my thing.
Well, it didn't stop you from making a lot of money as an influencer. So are you teaching your daughter about social media, or does she already know all the
tips? Oh, she knows. She knows it all. I need some more help doing some expanding, because I don't really have time to do more than Instagram. That's really where my bread and butter is right now. And, you know, some wise person, I don't remember who it was, said you need to have more than one revenue stream. You know, I don't know who that was, the seven revenue streams or three, you know.
That was me.
That was probably you. Yes.
Multiple streams of income. Yeah.
Exactly. And I am way behind on that. So I'm not talking about some investments or things like that, but I just would like to have. So I'm trying to branch out more on Amazon, build up my newsletter, and TikTok, and going to make her help me.
TikTok is the last frontier for me. Are you good on TikTok too?
You know what it is? Like I said, I spend all my time on Instagram.
Exactly.
And not even on Facebook. So I'm just one person. Well, I mean, I have assistant, I have photographers and some editors, but I'm the person who's, you know, filming my, I do a little of everything. So there's just so much you can do in a day.
Exactly.
And I don't know if it's because I'm older, a little older now, but I'm really valuing downtime.
Yes.
So in my 40s, when I was building something that was my own, I was doing things at 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Now I still might be up then, but I want to read a book. I don't want to be doing this nonstop. So I'm hoping my daughter, if you're listening, Alexis, you better be taking this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how do you balance your work with your family? I mean, do you like finish by a certain time every day, or have certain vacations where you're not doing your content creation? How do you balance the two?
Well, that's an interesting question. I still have problems with that. And my mother, who lives about a half hour from me, is the first one to say, I don't want your marriage to suffer. With Gary, you know, you need to learn to compartmentalize and separate a few things. Luckily, well, it's because I've been remarried 8 years. So, you know, it's still kind of new, you know.
Yeah.
And he's a workaholic too. So we do understand each other, but I do have to get better at carving out time. This weekend, I'm going to Legoland. And I worked it in. So my kids, my grandkids, and my daughter and son-in-law were making it a family trip. So I'm shooting a little Legoland content, and I'm also shooting for another brand. So I get to mix it all together. Mix us all together. So I'm still not great at, I guess I always have my phone out. I'm always.
Please, Mom, come on. Like, let's just have a family trip to Legoland. Do you have to do it now, or are they used to it now?
They're used to it. And now that I cut them on the action, a payday, I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool, you know. So I'm going to put this towards their education, put this towards that, you know. So that's how I work that. But it's still fun. You know, I don't have the phone on 24/7.
Yeah.
We have plenty of time for fun. And like I said, I'm learning. I'm trying to learn. I'm the one who gets the family shots, though. If it wasn't for me, I don't think we'd see the kids' birthdays. So
exactly. That's what I love about social media. You get to document your life so you can look back and see the key moments. And I have certain family members that they're like, oh God, there she goes again with the phone. And I've had people at family events, they put the phone away and stuff like that. And they're just very private people. And I respect that. But they're missing these beautiful family memories that now they can't look back on them. Yeah, they live in their head, but it's nice to actually see the memory.
No, there is a balancing act. You can have both, but in that respect, you can have both. You know, I'll take my footage and then I'll put my phone away and I'll build Lego bricks or whatever they are, you know, with them.
So are you in your second marriage?
I am in my second marriage. No, give me time. I'm only 64. No. No, I'm in my second and last marriage hopefully, fingers crossed.
And what are some secrets that keep your marriage going great?
Separate bedrooms. No, I'm kidding.
That is a trend, though. I mean, I actually know.
I know. Honestly, I only say that because whenever Carrie, he's going to kill me. He won't watch this. I don't think that. So whenever, I'm not going to tell him. But whenever he, you know, starts snoring, I use it as an excuse to go in the other room.
Yeah.
So he always manages to find me, but I do go, I do go in the other room when he snores. So, you know, do I want to watch sports or do I want to watch Hallmark when I'm winding down? No, for me, it's Hallmark. Sorry. Don't tell anyone I said that. That's my guilty pleasure.
And you say he's a workaholic. What does he do?
Yeah, we both are. He's commercial broker, mm-hmm. principal with a large firm, and he's just always on too. I'm sometimes the one that says to him, "Babe, it's like 10 o'clock. You don't have to answer that just because you opened the email right now. You can wait until tomorrow."
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. I think as an entrepreneur, it's good to give yourself like working hours and off hours because there's always stuff to do when you're an entrepreneur. You could always do 10 more things.
We both really enjoy the art of the deal, you know, mm-hmm. and his business is very creative, you know, coming up with proposals and pitches, and he's quite an expert in what he does. So it's the same thing that, you know, we both have creative aspects, I guess, to our jobs.
Well, I got to tell you, I love the brand that you've created on social. I've been following you ever since our mutual friend and agent Miles introduced us. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what is the brand Gwen Lives Well about?
Gwen Lives Well just kind of evolved. Originally, I began as a food account. Huh. And it was just somebody said to me, why don't you just start a food account? They're easy. And I did. I got bored, though. I love food a little too much. And I just wanted to also include other things that were going on in my life, because there's more to life than delicious food. I really blossomed when I was furloughed from my job as a marketing director for a group of ophthalmologists here. And I got very involved with the midlife community of women online. And I was able to be around other like-minded women. And I started to, I took a chance and I said, you know what? People were saying, stay in your niche, just do food. But you know, woman does not live by food alone, right?
No. So there's also sex shopping.
That's exactly. We're going to be BFFs. Exactly. So I started talking about, and I'm no fashion model, but I love clothing and all that. So I started posting some fashion, some makeup, some family, some wellness, because I'm never going to be an Olympic gymnast either. But I do like, you know, taking care of myself. I'm not fanatical at all. I miss days. At least I try to get in walks, if not something more. But I just wanted something that would appeal to everyone who was feeling the same things. You know, we all have different interests, but there are some common ones we all share as well. So that's what I really honed in on. And it seemed to work.
I love that you're moderate in all things. You're like, I'm not a gym fanatic. I'm not a health fanatic, but I am on a path of wellness. And I think that is really healthy and beautiful. What are some of your go-to health and wellness practices that you're really enjoying or getting big results from?
Well, I've always loved Pilates. Mm-hmm. And I've gone from a beginner to advanced, back to intermediate again, based on various injuries sustained doing other things. Example, I probably started Pilates in my 30s. I used to do a lot of elliptical things, cardio things, and I know all the cardio lovers are going to hate this, but I don't love cardio. I don't like sweating if I don't have to. I like getting heated. With Pilates, because I spend too much on my hair. So I'm saying just to have
exactly.
To,
that's what I'm saying. I got my hair blown out. I can't sweat so much that I really
know. I did hot yoga once and that was it. I did it. I'm not doing it again. But I know people who love it, yeah, you know, and swear by it. If I had one of those spaces where I could always be wearing a ponytail and look so cute, I wouldn't care. But this is my security blanket. I need a little. So anyway, Pilates, I start and stop yoga all the time. And then I just do strength exercises, flexibility things, nothing crazy. I do classes. I've had trainers off and on. I really need another one. I want to get back into some a little bit heavier weightlifting, which I've been really bad about. I've used my knee as an excuse for a lot. I fell, not one of those balancing things. I didn't see some water. It was hiding in a spot that I really didn't see it in my garage, and I fell. And for 7 weeks, 8 weeks, I kind of did not much of anything. And I just now, the last 2 weeks, have gotten back into my stuff. It's like a weird injury. It's healing itself, some kind of tear, but not a meniscus tear. And
did you fall? Did you trip on the water?
Yeah, I fell and my leg just bent in a weird way. I landed on my butt, but my knee, I did something with a, can I say a brand on that? Silver and Fit is an exercise.
Yeah.
They're on YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff. I work with them and it happened to be Fall Awareness Prevention Month, I think. And I'm like, boy, do I have the campaign for you? I just, you know, I literally, so I didn't fall because I lost my balance, but I fell by accident. But because the bottom line is because I try to keep in semi good shape, I had the strength to recover from it, you know, I'm sorry.
I'm going to hold this thought right now. When we come back, you look amazing for 64. I mean, you look 20 years younger. Your skin is glowing. When we come back, we are going to talk about your beauty tips because I cannot wait to hear what you're doing and tell us all the tea. So everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. We are going to be right back with lifestyle influencer Gwen Gottlieb, and you're not going to want to miss this segment because she's going to tell us how to look 20 years younger than our actual age. We'll be right back. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. This podcast review is from Bring It On, and she says that the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show is amazing and inspiring. She goes on to say, I believe this show is a place where women can come and really learn and grow. Rebecca creates a strong and safe space for women to share and be vulnerable. I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely a safe place for all women to come and learn. Thanks for being a great listener. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I am here in the studio with wellness, beauty, lifestyle influencer, fashionista, Gwen Gottlieb, who looks amazing. And tell us, what are some of your favorite beauty tips and tricks that you're doing right now?
First and foremost, find a good doctor. So, you know, whether you're in for this or injections or all of that stuff, that's all your own decision.
Yes.
You know, I do have great genetics, I'm not going to lie. My mom is 86. She looks amazing. And my daughter looks, she's 36. She looks ridiculously young. So we have that, whatever, you know, but we got white hair early. So, well, I did anyway. I don't know. I don't think my daughter has yet. But so underneath all this, you know, is some white hair. But I think everyone should do what's good for them, whether it's plastic surgery, a little injection, dyeing the hair, all, I'm in favor of it all. Whatever you want, you know, you need to do in terms of skincare. I do try different brands out. If I showed you what was doing in my den, my office, everywhere, I've got products and boxes and things. And it's funny, you know, I am not a skincare expert by any, I'm not an expert in anything, maybe mommyhood a little bit, but you know, but I know what works and I know what I like. And, you know, I have found some brands that are extremely,
What brands do you like and what products? We want the real tea.
Well, I would have actually shown you, I can grab them, but I've got some products from L'Oreal that I love. And, you know, one thing I'll tell you, from their hair color to their skincare to their makeup, you can run in anywhere, Walgreens, Target, you know, wherever you like to shop, and it's always there and it's not expensive and the products are fabulous.
Yes. And I heard Lancome owns L'Oreal, so it's basically the same stuff.
Oh, yeah. Forget that. I shouldn't, because I've worked with them, you know, I do work with them. And I'm not, and it's funny because, you know, when you get a little older and you start making a little money and you can afford to try different things, and you go to for more expensive brands, and then you're reminded, you know, by somebody, a friend, whatever, you know what, try this. One of the L'Oreal products, it's a triple effect something.
Serum?
I swear my face feels tighter when I swear you can feel it. I've gotten stuff from La Mer. You know, which is
that the seems like $500, right? They're
right, nice. Right. So, you know, as much as a Cinquecet blazer, a little bit, you know, that's on sale. But anyway, I really run the gamut. I'm also fortunate to work with some brands that you don't hear of as much because they're not mainstream. Shucks, I really would love to grab some. I'm trying to think of. Trini London may be a huge brand for other people, but I've
never heard of that one. What is it called?
London. They're out of London.
How do you spell it?
Trini, T-R-I-N-N-Y, London. And like as in Cheerio, you know, and their skincare is absolutely lovely, wonderful. New You Beauty, N-U-Y-U is a new brand that I am literally just starting to try. They have, I think, 4 products that they sent me, and you know, eye care, skin care, and stuff to make my eyes look not so tired. So I love the feel of those products. There's so many out there. Even tried and true's like Merle Norman. Their anti-aging line is fabulous.
Wow.
So just a little bit of everything. And the one thing, like I'm saying, is if you like those expensive products, I love expensive products, you know, you don't have to do the whole everything from the same brand. You can mix and match, you know, your hero products for each thing. And you can totally, but I'm saying don't poo-poo something just because it doesn't cost a lot either.
Yes, exactly. You can find some great things in the drugstore with all the science and everything that's going on. What does it mean to you to have an ageless attitude, and why is it so important for women and midlife and above to embrace having this ageless attitude?
Well, I think an ageless attitude keeps you young. It's just a state of mind. And, you know, I don't understand when people say like, well, you don't look 64, because what is 64 supposed to look like? You know? Yeah, I mean, I understand people typically think you're 64, so you have white hair and all that. And I happen to love white hair. And I met, the idea of growing it out is painstaking to me. But one day, never say never, I think white hair is gorgeous. But I'm saying, you know, people have certain, there is no, I'm hoping to break barriers. There are no, we shouldn't always be associated with our numbers.
Yes.
You know, I think people my age, I don't know if we are or we will be making up half of the world, you know, eventually. People are living longer. Live agelessly. Live like you're going to be here forever. Have a positive mindset. When you start feeling blue or negative, get up, take a walk, do things for yourself. Do things for yourself. Don't always do, you know, that whole self-care thing. It works. Because, you know, so all those things, take care of yourself, eat well. I do kind of 80-20 with the eating, maybe 70-30 sometimes, but I try to do 80-20. And I love a good martini, you know, so I don't do those as often anymore. But don't live, enjoy, and be. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to not do anything. You know, you have to. You could be hit by a bus tomorrow, and then oh boy, should have had that martini. I'm wishing everybody a long life. I'm saying it's not all about running on the treadmill all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Do it all and be active. I will, even though I'm saying don't run on the treadmill all the time, it's so important, you know, to not sit on the couch all the time, like I did for 7 weeks with my knee. So, you know, it just, because I got back into my Pilates again, it took 3 or 4 sessions, but you know what? I was just like, God, if you didn't take off that long, you would have felt better here. It makes a difference.
It does. It makes such a difference mentally. And I really like what you said about doing an 80-20 or 70-30, because it is rumored that Jacqueline Kennedy's last words before she died was, all that dieting for this. Like, I was going to die anyway, right? I could have had so much more enjoyment of food.
That's so funny. Well, I look at George Burns, you know, who with the cigar every day, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and how long he lived. I'm not saying anyone should smoke a cigar every day. If that's what they like to do, that's what they should do. But everything in moderation, and age really is just a number. If you have your health and you have your mind, and, you know, I play some word games. I do the, you know, stuff like that to try to help. They say it helps. I don't know who they are, but they say it helps. So, you know, I do that at night. Sometimes.
So do you get sad or happy or grateful when you have a birthday?
It's funny. I guess I feel like I should be, I guess grateful is the thing I think about most. I was really thinking about that question. I don't know why it took me so long, but I'd say probably grateful. Sometimes a little anxious, even though I'll say age is just a number, because there are things that I want to keep doing or do, you know, on my list. But I'm probably grateful with the state of the world today and with all the things going on. I feel like every day is a blessing.
Yes.
And I'm really grateful to be here and celebrating. Too many friends and acquaintances I know aren't here. So I think grateful is probably thankful, grateful.
When people get depressed about turning a certain age, it's like, well, the alternative is to not be here. So it's always a celebration if you, you know, go around the sun another, you know, 365 times. So I think that is a good distinction, though, for women, because we're taught to devalue ourselves the older we get. And you're such an example, because your brand is being ageless and you're ageless of just being grateful for every year that we get to be here.
You know, I just try to impart that in people. Don't be so serious all the time. Besides the wrinkles, I mean, seriously, just try. I just had this conversation with my husband last night. He's like, you need to watch the news more. I can't. It's so depressing.
It is.
I'd rather see a couple of highlights here and there.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to. And that's another reason I don't talk politics. I really don't talk religion. You know, I'm proud to be Jewish and all that. But I don't. It's a cultural thing where I don't like to. I'm not a person who embraces confrontation or conflict. My whole platform is about positivity and good vibes and let's all be kind, because you really get so much further, you know, with kindness. No mean girls, please. You know,
I totally agree. And I try to keep my news feed out of, you know, politics, religion, and just spread love. Cause I really think that's what the world needs right now, is just love and kindness. And what I love about your brand is you're so authentic and you keep coming up with all this authentic content. How do you keep coming up with authentic content and just being so real?
I don't know. I've always had the kind of head that doesn't stop, you know, the mind that doesn't, it just keeps going. And with ideas and thoughts, and I was on a celebrity cruise with Gary, amazing ship, Celebrity Ascent. And they really asked very little in the way of deliverables. We were guests on the cruise. We did the Mediterranean. And so Greece and Malta and Turkey and Spain. And I was posting for them every day. And Gary said, a couple of my friends were DMing me, you know, seeing my posts. Why are you posting every day? Like, you know, you don't have to do that. You know, I'm like, because this is fun. I think of these ideas. And I'm like, this is the best, the content we're creating. We're just between Gary and I, who don't, we're not with each other all day long. So I'm like, this is such good husband and wife content. How can I not do it? So it's not taking me that long. It brings me joy. It makes me, if I can bring laughter to somebody who's having like a kind of a dreary day or not so happy day, it makes me happy, you know? I mean, I'm no Lucille Ball, you know what I mean, or anything. I just like to make people smile. And I keep saying, you know, not that I want to dwell on it. Life is so heavy, you know, right now. So my head is just always thinking of ways to, I have to work with a brand. I'll say to them, you know what, if you don't mind, if I can inject some humor into this, I'm more than happy to talk about, you know, always discreet. You know, and yes, when I do those jumping jacks, I can make a little pee-pee, stuff like that. You know, I mean, life is messy and sad, but it's also funny. You know, you got to celebrate the funny. And, you know, imagine if we all could smile more, you know.
Were you always like the class clown, or wanted to be an actress, or do you have any experience in musical theater? Like, how did you get this desire to be so entertaining?
No, as a matter of fact, I majored in broadcast journalism, and my mother was like, you're going to be the next Barbara Walters. I just know it. And I am not good in front of the camera. I found I was much better behind the scenes. So I went from report. I loved radio. I did radio in college. I went to University of Florida because nobody, you know, it's just you and the mic and whatnot. But I tried reporting. I just... self-conscious. I don't know why. So I've always done PR and corporate communications and writing and filming, but for other people. I've done documentaries, and I've done a lot of writing for everything, you know, for radio, TV, print. And this happened, I've always been funny, to be honest. I think I'm funny. You know, my friends might tell me I'm funny. So, but I think plenty of more people are more hilarious and make me so I need always discreet. Like,
hold that point. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what advice you would give midlife women who want to reinvent themselves. Thanks everyone for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Okay, can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all seven pillars of abundance because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account? Or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? This one says gaining clarity, and it's from Kate House. Listening to and learning from Rebecca has helped me gain clarity on what matters most to me, and it has inspired me to take action. Thank you so much. Yes, we are in the action business and God is in the results business. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I'm talking with lifestyle influencer Gwen Gottlieb. You have done all the things, PR director, broadcast journalism. You came back in this career as an influencer and reinvented yourself. You just said that it wasn't always, you know, in your wheelhouse to be in front of the camera. You used to be more comfortable behind the scenes. So what advice would you give a woman who's listening to this show going, I want to reinvent myself? Maybe it's not as an influencer, but I want to try something new. What would you tell them?
Well, first of all, unless they are in your corner, don't listen to anyone's advice. So unless you have some cheerleaders that you can count on, whether it's family or friends, don't have any negativity around you. And you have to start manifesting. It really works. It really works. Yep. Really quick story. One of the first brands I worked for, I think it was Gap. And I worked for, are you there? It was for Laura Geller Beauty. Okay. So I've always loved Laura Geller Beauty. I don't know if everyone knows who that is. Oops, I thought I shut my phone off. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Let me throw my phone. I just threw my phone across the room. I really thought I shut it off. Laura Geller Beauty. So it was this little job I got off an app. I was just starting and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited because I use Laura for 6 years. I just in May was in Florence with Laura Geller working on one of her campaigns. I was treated to this magical trip.
Who was there?
Laura Geller, she herself, yeah, whom we've since become friends.
Incredible.
She is as down to earth. You want to talk about a funny lady. She is down to earth, sweet as can be, smart as a whip. She is the original queen of makeup. And she it's just a perfect example when you manifest something and you think positive thoughts, whether that's writing it down or making a vision board, which I've done. I think unless you're no longer breathing, it's never too late to reinvent yourself at any age. I still want to write a book. I wrote a screenplay when I was 13 and I got an award from Richard Nixon. All right. So
the difference is, what was the screenplay about?
Well, it was, I had chicken pox, I think, and I was home for 10 days. And I said to my teacher, can I write a play while and so I wrote a play about protecting our beaches, the environment. And so the class ended up putting on the play And I guess it was nominated for something. I don't even remember. But I got the certificate from Richard Nixon. And ever since then, what I'm saying is when you're 13, you, I mean, if you're lucky, but if you're 13, you don't know from no. You know, really, you just know, I want to do this, so you do it. Like you just, yeah. You know, I didn't think about where it could lead. I just had a creative minds and I was bored at home and I was told the sixth grade wasn't doing a play that year. I'm like, well, why not? I guess they didn't decide. I'm like, if I write a play and you like it, can we do it? So we did this play and then I guess it was nominated for something. But when you're older, you're more surrounded by, you've seen, you know, you hear the word failure. What if it doesn't work? What if, you know, you put all this time in it, you're going to waste this time. You got to think like a 13-year-old, you got to think like a young person where the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? Where, in other words, where you haven't had, I mean, I'm sure there are many young people who've had disappointments early in their lives. I'm not saying that, but there, you've got to almost think like a child. That's a better analogy. Have a child, like when I'm with my grandson, Jack, who's 5, I mean, another quickie, like Gigi, he calls me Gigi because I'm Gwen Gottlieb and Gigi is my grandma name. So he's like, picked him up from school, kindergarten, and we start talking. And he's like, we were doing math problems. He's like, do you realize when you're, because if you're 64, he's like, when I'm 64, you're going to be like 104, which I think he was off by 10. He's like, 104. This 5-year-old kid goes to me, he goes, I guess you'll be in heaven by then. And I thought it was so fun. I'm like, yeah, I said, I probably will be in heaven. Like he didn't miss a beat. You know what I'm saying? Is, but the way he approached it was so light. I mean,
yeah, we make too much of it. Everything
negative. It's life, you know. Yeah. It is what it is, and it wasn't a negative at all.
Right.
Just, if you approach everything with a positivity, you know, don't listen to the I don't want to say haters, but the people who don't wish you well. You do you. You stay in your lane, and you do you. And you know what? If you do something, it doesn't work. There's 100 other things to try. If there's a brand out there I want to work with, and they're not interested. Hello, you know, there's a ton of other, maybe I'm not what they're looking for. Maybe I'm not their, you know, cup of tea, you know, I'm not, maybe they want a tall, blonde, slim, that's my next life. I'm coming back as a Rockette.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, it's about not fearing failure. And what would you do if there was no failure? Because there really isn't. You either win or you learn. And stay away from the naysayers, focus on what you want and go for it. That's what I'm hearing. And then have the fearlessness of a child. Like if you knew you could manifest anything, what would you do? So I'm asking the people who are listening, if you knew mm-hmm. that you could manifest anything, what would you do? And we talk a lot on this show. The episode before you was Christy Whitman, who's a Hay House bestselling author. And she talked all about how to manifest in the episode right before this. So if you're just tuning into the show now, listen to the episode before this, Christy Whitman, and she's going to give you incredible advice on how to manifest. But I totally agree with you, Gwen. You can reinvent yourself at any age. So now we're going to do some quick fire questions.
Uh-oh.
And you can expand or not. What is your favorite drink in the morning, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
And how do you make your coffee?
Black. How do I take it? Or,
yeah.
Yeah, I drink. I thought you meant like how do I, a black or like a machine.
Wow, black. No sweetener, no milk, no nothing.
No.
Okay. Awesome.
But I do like coffee drinks. I do like coffee. Like I'll go to Starbucks or something and I do like a cafe latte or something.
Okay.
But morning, I'm serious.
Yeah. You just want that caffeine. Instagram stories or Instagram reels? What's your go-to?
Instagram reels. I'm probably different like that, but I love watching people's creativity.
Okay. Your go-to wellness ritual that you don't ever miss, even when you're out of town?
Walking.
Walking. Somewhere. How long? How long a day do you walk, or how many steps a day do you walk?
I don't believe in hitting 10,000. I don't know who, I'm sure some national association, the American, put that. But I don't, I just think get in as much as you can. I'm embarrassed to say I've walked 12,000 steps in my house. Just, I'll be working on my phone and I'll walk at the same time. You know, it's not always outside. It's not always, you know, a beautiful day out there. I've got a walking pad, or I'll just walk around my house, like I said. But I think walking, and then I know this sounds silly because I'm so far from in good shape right now. I need to like get on my weights game, but doing little things like getting up from the couch without using your hands, you know, doing like a mini lunge, kind of things like that. There's a lot of girls I follow on Instagram who are very motivational, and you learn how easy it is just do a few quick push-ups, you know, against the kitchen counter and all that.
Yeah, just getting little things in when you can.
Yeah.
Love it. And what is the best advice you ever received?
Oh, gosh. Well, probably there might be a two-parter. The first was my mother saying, pay attention to your marriage. Because I have such a wonderful guy. So I do love that. He's a wonderful man. And surround yourself with positive people who will help lift you up, and you lift each other up. That's probably, you know, a few other lessons in there, but that's what really I think about a lot, being surrounded by positive people. And I've gotten that. I've made some incredible friendships through Instagram and people who've become real friends. Group of six of us, we travel together and we call the Pro Age Project. And we're all about ageless attitude, positivity, manifesting, lifting each other up. And that's the way all your friends should be, you know, and family too. So.
What is your dream brand to collaborate with?
You know what? I don't even know. I can't answer that one because I feel like I've worked with so many incredible brands. I've been really lucky. There's always another brand, of course. I probably wouldn't mind working with American Express if they want to send me on a fabulous trip. I've been using my American Express card and a car dealership.
There you go. There you go. What can people look forward to? What is your next project, your next reinvention? What is next for you from Gwen Gottlieb? Or is it just still amazing lifestyle content?
Heck if I know. That's a good one. Right now it is amazing. Thank you. Lifestyle content. I'm getting itchy to do something else. I'm hoping when my daughter comes on board and helps me a little, I'll have a little free time to tackle that. I do know I've always wanted to write a book, mostly a fiction kind of thing. So maybe I'll head in that direction. But everybody has a book in them. Some people have tons, you know. But so I'm thinking that. And just going to keep on, I don't know, maybe I'll wake up one day with a boop moment. As long as I wake up, I can do it.
Well, I love your attitude. You are just so beautiful, and your beauty definitely comes from within. I mean, you are just positive, and you truly are ageless and timeless because your attitude is just inspiring and beautiful and positive. And I know I'm going to keep following you on social media. Where can people find you? Oh, thank you. Where can people find you on social media?
Well, I'm the same name in all my, on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok. I am Gwen Lives Well. And I've got a blog. I've got a newsletter. I'd love for people to sign up for my newsletter. I share some tidbits, some grandkid pictures. I finally got to share Shiloh, the new baby. And Just that. I appreciate the support. I like supporting other women in turn. And I mean, everyone is not just women, but, you know, I just, like I said, we get so much more with positivity and kindness and lifting one another up. And I wish that everyone would get that message. There's room for everybody, everybody here. So I appreciate the time. This has been so wonderful.
This has been so much fun, and there is definitely room for everybody at the top, and we all get to rise together. High tide lifts all ships. And if you're listening to this, grab a screenshot, tag me and Gwen. We'll reshare. If you see it, see this live, comment. What is your big takeaway?
Sorry, I can't do a screenshot. I threw my phone away.
No, not you. I'm talking to the people who are listening.
I know, but I should have too.
Screenshot once we stop the live stream, we'll do a screenshot. But if you're listening, grab a screenshot, tag us, we'll reshare. And if you are watching the live stream, there's a place you can comment below, like, what's striking you? What is your biggest takeaway? We'd love to hear it, and we will comment back. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show, sharing the show, being a part of this movement, that you can be successful and happy without the exhaustion, without the burnout. Because life is about finding the joy and the freedom, not about wearing exhaustion and burnout as a badge of honor. So keep aligning your life in the seven pillars of abundance, spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial. And stay tuned for another amazing episode of this show. Keep sharing the show. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you so much. Keep the focus, keep the drive.